Pope Benedict XVI begins the second day of his weekend visit to Benin. The Holy Father will start the day meeting members of government and diplomatic corps. Later in the morning, he will also pay a courtesy visit to the President of Benin, Thomas Yeboah. The Pope arrived in the West African nation yesterday and called on Africa to embrace modernity without fear and without neglecting its past. In the afternoon, he made his way to the Cathedral of Our Lady of Mercy in the city of Cotonou. Our correspondent, Father Moses Hamungale, is with the Pope and sent this report.
Le pape Benoît XVI offre un magnifique calice à la cathédrale de Cotonou.
Arriving at Cathedral Notre Dame de Miséricorde, Benedict found the Republican president among the Benin bishops, visiting bishops, religious men and women, and the laity who awaited for his visit. In the cathedral, the congregation sang the Te Deum before Archbishop Antoine Gagné, who is Archbishop of Cotonou and president of the Episcopal Conference of Benin, welcomed Benedict XVI. The Holy Father presented Archbishop Gagné his gift of a chalice to the cathedral before addressing the people in the cathedral. As we praise God for the marvels which he never ceases to bestow on humanity, I invite you to meditate for a moment on his infinite mercy.
La miséricorde divine consiste pas seulement en la rémission de nos péchés.
The history of salvation, which culminates in the incarnation of Jesus and finds its fulfillment in the Paschal mystery, is a radiant liberation of the mercy of God, said Benedict XVI. Before leaving the cathedral, Benedict paid his respects to Archbishops Christophe Adimou and Isidore de Souza, who are buried there. Monsignor de Souza once served as president of the National Conference of Benin during one of the country's political transition period. Father Moses Hamungole for Vatican Radio with Benedict in Cotonou, Benin.